To get a sense of what the 1980s were like for small family farmers, talk to David and Anita Schrader. They operate a dairy, cattle, and grain farm in Coal Valley, Illinois, near the Iowa border. The farm's been in David's family for more than 70 years. Anita also grew up on a farm just a couple of miles away. It's in their blood.
All right, then that heifer got out where she's down there somewhere.
The husband and wife team prepare to milk their cows. The milk that the cows will produce will be sucked into a large metal tank through small tubes attached to the cow's teats. David and Anita secure each tube. The whole process of milking the cows takes a couple of hours.
How many hours a week do you work?
Right at 100.
About 100 hours a week.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's all they do is look forward to their retirement. And they're like, well, you must not like your job.
It's a job the Schraders have fought to keep. Like many small family farmers during the 1980s, they were hit hard by sinking land values, interest rates hovering around 20%, and a series of droughts.
The 1980s was a time that will live in memory of anybody that went through it. The next period that would probably compare to it would have been the 20s and 30s.
Gary Schnittke is an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. To understand why the 1980s were so bad for small family farms, Schnittke says you need to look back at the 1970s, when land values were much higher and people were willing to take out a loan and go into debt to purchase property. They were under the impression that they could recoup their losses with higher returns when they sold their land.
It's very similar to what happened in the housing market here a couple years ago. We had people buying houses because housing prices kept rising. And all of a sudden, we had a downturn in the economy. People couldn't make the payments, and housing prices fell. And that sort of made the whole thing feed on itself.
The average price of an acre of farmland declined by more than 60% between 1981 and 1987. With economic problems for farmers beginning to spread, banks started tightening their lending policies, making it difficult for farmers to get a loan. David's wife, Anita, recounts the family's frustration.
See, I think in 80, we applied and we were turned down because we weren't bad enough. And then we had the 82 and 83, the droughts, and then we reapplied and then they said we were too bad. It was just a matter of weeks and the bank was going to foreclose on us.
The Schraders are proud farmers. So proud, in fact, that back then they didn't want to ask the public for help. So David's brother did it for them.
His brother had run this ad in the newspaper, in the St. Louis newspaper. It says, Illinois farm family needs $400,000 to consolidate high interest loans.
Was that unusual for somebody to be exposed in that way?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know of anybody else that was, and there was a lot of guys that were going, bankrupt and selling out.
And committing suicide. Oh, yeah. In the community that committed suicide because they kept it all within themselves. Being exposed probably helped us survive. It made us stronger.
The Schraders started getting calls for interviews from reporters all over the country.
Every morning for 40 years, someone named Schrader has been up at dawn to milk the cows here. Today, the family is so desperately in debt that it placed a classified ad.
Why stay with it? Even during all that, why not just give up?
You don't stop doing something you like to do. I mean, that makes no sense. In the 80s, I never even thought about not making it.
His philosophy is he's not a farmer. He feeds people.
Yeah, done that since I was 8 years old.
The Schraders were able to get small contributions from people touched by their story, and above all, a loan from a bank. Within a month after they started giving interviews, the organizers of Farm Aid put together a star-studded event held 3 hours away in Champaign.
But tomorrow morning, a man from the bank's gonna come and take it all away.
It was the stories of farmers across the country that got artists like Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Willie Nelson thinking about putting on a benefit concert. Nelson made a stop at the Illinois State Fair around the time the Schraders were on their media blitz, and he talked about his idea with then-Illinois Governor Jim Thompson.
We did it in Champaign, Illinois, right in the Farm Belt, right where Big Jim said, let's do it. And he was right. Those people there were hurting. and they needed some attention, and they needed to know that somebody out there was thinking about them.
One of the 80,000 concert attendees was Lisa Braddock, who at the time was a U of I student.
I remember hearing Carole King.
When you're down in trouble and you need some love and care.
I think she did, you know, when you're down in trouble and you need some love and care. You know, and I said, well, that's what everybody's here for. You know, they're trying to take care of these people in our community that need some help. So you've got a friend, you know.
Think of me, and soon I will be there.
And you start to see the families in Indiana and the families in Illinois and Iowa, and you start to realize that this is happening right here, and these are my neighbors, and, well, maybe we can help make a difference.
Farm Aid raised more than $9 million, only about 20% of what Willie Nelson hoped to raise. Coal Valley farmers David and Anita Schrader received a few hundred dollars. Does it have the same sort of punch that it did 25 years ago?
As far as having a punch or having something to do to influence our policymakers, evidently not. Evidently in 25 years we haven't been able to get their attention. Doesn't mean we're going to quit.
What more can you do, really?
Well, we can keep doing it and keep telling them what a bunch of turds they are for not doing something about it.
The Schraders have been married for more than 40 years, but this past May, Anita was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
I get a little more tired now than I did before. Hopefully things will continue as is for quite some time.
Even with Anita's illness, the Schraders don't have any immediate plans to retire. Of their 9 children, only one stuck around to work on the family farm. And now the Schraders say they hope a new generation will keep these older farms going as long as there's a need for the small family farmer. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.